My peoples, what's up?
What up, though?
Welcome to Jesus and Jollof.
Looking very zesty today.
You see me, I'm looking fine.
You're looking zesty. Hey,
you too, your romper is nice.
Is it just my romper?
You're fine.
What
you're
else
zesty.
Is nice?
Sezzy.
I'm very zesty. I want to drink small styles.
This is Lovey.
That's also I'm Yvonne. That's also I appreciate the compliments because I don't have game. Like, I don't have a sexy face.
So, I don't have one either.
You have romantic things.
Do I really?
I don't know. Don't you?
I don't think so.
This is how I say, oh, baby. How are you?
How are you?
We have no play. That's also how Nigerians sexy talk.
How are you?
How are you? Look at you. Look at you. Butterscotch.
Caramel.
Caramel. Ooh, baby, look at the turnaround.
Turnaround, yes. You're fine.
I like it. Fine girl, no different. I would always say, Latinos, they have ay, papi, como chita, pero tu sabes. Sounds sexy. French, you like me, busy. Nigerian, baby, how are you?
Darling.
Darling.
Sweetheart.
It's so not sexy.
Meanwhile, we're supposed to be introducing the podcast. How y'all doing?
What's going on, guys?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Y'all welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome.
Uh-huh.
Please enter.
Come in. Grab your plates.
Hey, take off your shoes.
Jesus and Jollof.
All the things that you hear when you enter a Nigerian person's house. Welcome. Take off your shoes. Kneel down.
I did that yesterday.
Prostate.
Welcome.
You take definitely off your shoes. Did. You were these are hardwood floors.
I need you to go ahead and take off your shoes.
Kill yourselves. If you think you're going to put a dent in my floor,
you will not.
not on my watch. Hey, guys. For real this time, it's your girl Yvonne.
It's Lovey.
And this is Jesus and Jollof,
where we talk about our life, our stories, and it's just two Nigerian women enjoying life.
On the rise.
Yes.
Enjoying both loving God and being loved by Jesus and loving Jollof.
And eating too much Jollof.
Too much, because I'm going to the gym tomorrow, my Equinox membership.
The carbs.
Hey, carbs.
The carbs.
Carbohydrates.
See, my rice levels, when my rice levels are low, I'm not okay.
Well, is it rice levels like blood sugar?
Yes. I'd be it's been 3 days since I ate rice. My rice levels are low.
Meanwhile, I only eat rice when it's really good, because those carbohydrates, I don't like working out.
See, me either, but thank God for high metabolism.
When was the last time you worked out?
Honestly, I've actually been working out with a personal trainer. Okay.
Is it called your spoon? Is the personal trainer your spoon?
You see disrespect.
Guys, if you need to understand what just happened, listen to the first episode.
Correct.
Because that's me, my way of telling Lovey I love her.
That is her love for me. Okay,
my love language was
I feel it.
Insulting and disrespecting Lovey.
It's true. And I'm talking about my love language being food. Anyway, so we started episode one, told y'all about, who we are, but we really want to tell y'all who we are. In this episode, we're going to tell y'all our story as two African women.
Coming to America.
Uh-huh.
And not the movie from 26 years
but
ago.
But for real.
Need passports and visas. waiting for the clearance in Lagos.
Can I tell you, the green passport, the Nigerian passport is green. The disrespect the Nigerian passport gets around the world. Jay.
But here's the thing. But here's what I don't understand. We need to demand that it gets more respect, because y'all, Nike found out how much respect the green in Nigeria gets, because the FIFA World Cup jersey sold 3 million units in 15 minutes.
Correct.
3 million units in 15 minutes. Do you know how much money? And I think each of them cost $98.
$90.
Like that.
90 smooth dollars.
Not including tax. Not including sales tax.
Correct. And shipping.
Shipping and handling.
And handling.
Because you have to handle it. Parcel package. You have to handle the parcel package. Handle it. I don't know why you're handling it so hard. But in 15 minutes, we literally made you. How much money is that? You're the one who's.
I can't do math. I don't even know math. What's that?
It was a lot.
3 times 90.
Just say 3 times 100.
A lot. 300 million. 300 million.
My degree is going to allow me to either multiply and subtract and carry the one.
My degree is in liberal arts and sciences.
Remember that too. All I know is that in 15 minutes, you made a whole heck of a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then there's one. Then there was an article that came out that the most advanced ethnic group in America may surprise you. It did not surprise us.
Why would it surprise us?
Well, for what? Because we are the most advanced.
We already knew.
We knew. Before I read the article, I said, if they don't say Nigeria, this article is trash.
I didn't need study for it.
In fact, pull me. Pull me at my house. Pull me and my father. We will tell you, it's Nigeria.
And that is where we're from. The very proud
The very, very proud. So that's why I'm like, why we have buying power.
Yeah.
We have staying power.
Yeah.
Everybody, Afrobeats, everyone wants to listen to it.
Correct.
Everyone wants to be Nigerian now.
Correct.
And so it's just kind of like, why, wait. Delta, weren't you the one that was telling us, like, Delta every, the December to Nigeria migration
Atlanta
back to Nigeria?
Atlanta to Lagos flight, I think it puts them in the red, in the black every year. Like, that flight is packed, but, like, every day for essentially a month.
Of Nigerians leaving America, going to Nigeria,
yeah,
and still we get the worst planes
in the world.
Worst planes that Delta has to offer.
That plane is so decrepit.
Decrepit. Me, you know how, like, you get on a plane, you say the grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with us. I say it all. And it's just like, wait. These tickets are not cheap.
These
people work hard all year long to give you $1,200 to $5,000 if they're first class, because it's a packed flight.
Yeah.
And you're going to give us the worst of the worst?
Me, I'm not sure if I'm going to fly that before. I've done it before. But the moment you land, like, that you step onto the plane, after you board, you're basically in Nigeria. And it's too much for me.
Is it too much for you?
So, I wasn't ready.
You want to do Air France. You want to do Air France.
I might do British Airways. It's just too much.
This is why you will not progress as a people.
You see me, colonizer.
The colonizer. I told you that British Airways is better. See, this is why they give us the bad place. Because of people like you, love it.
No, you land on, you get on a plane, and you're officially in Nigeria. Everything that comes with this. They even do serve jollof rice. It's not that good, but they serve it. They try.
But the point of it is, you were said how the green passport is not respected.
It's not.
And it's I'm not happy about that, because Nigerians make up the most immigrant population from the continent in America.
Correct.
And half of us live in Houston. Just period. Of all the immigrants in Nigeria, it's Houston, D.C., and New York.
And Chicago. Don't be asleep on Chicago. Uptown. In fact, there's two places. There's two houses that they call Nigerian Embassy. There's two buildings. That's literally,
are
you walk in.
Are they certified agencies?
No.
That's why you get your 419 green card.
No, the people call it Nigerian Embassy because you walk in the building. Half the building is Nigerian people.
Well, Lovey, I rolled up to your house and I couldn't figure out which one was your place, because across the street was somebody with just a Nigerian flag
in the window,
hanging outside the window. I was like, Lovey, which one is your house?
We are very loud people, which is why me and Yvonne, one thing we have in common is we came to America from Nigeria. We were both born in Nigeria.
Yes, I'm a Port Harcourt girl. I'm an
Ibadan girl.
Ibadan.
Ibo and Yoruba over here.
Hey,
dichotomy.
That is it. We are one nation. We're single-handedly reversing what happened in Biafra. Because if you guys don't know, the Biafran War, it happened. It is a mark in our history, and the young generation is trying to, like, do better.
Yeah.
Because our parents will, it's like the North remembers. The North, the South, the East, and the West in Nigeria, they all remember.
So, Biafra! I'm from South Nigeria. I'm Yoruba, so that's where all the Yoruba people are.
Yeah, and I'm from East Nigeria. I'm Igbo. Igbo Kwenu!
Mm-hmm. You see, extra. Just for why?
Why not? Because why not?
Me, I didn't even do Yoruba extra, but you are doing Igbo.
Because Yoruba can be extra. They don't know how to be extra. No, I said, wait, I'm sorry, I apologize. I said we are unified, and they look at me, I just come and diversify us. Indo, my people, I come, my hand is on the ground. I'm laying prostrated before you. I'm laying prostituted before you.
Prostituted. So wait, how old were you when you came to the U.S.?
I was 6.
And I was 9. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You went to King's College.
So, yeah, when you came, strong accent.
Oh, the strongest. And I could not figure out for the life of me why people were bullying me. I was like, I want just to have friends. Will you people sit next to me in the cafeteria? They say we will not.
And the kids are like, no, we won't.
No, actually, you're an African booty scratcher.
Okay. We all got the African booty scratcher thing.
All of us.
I never understood where it came from, because I was like, I can't even give you a comeback to this, because this makes no logical sense. You've never seen me scratch my booty.
When I did it in the privacy of the stall.
Correct, because I have manners.
Because, I mean, and also, like, you hadn't, like, Africans are the only ones scratching their booty, so you ain't never had an itch. You ain't never had an itch. It's 98 degrees out here, and your booty is just free for all, because you use Cottonelle. You out here just using Cottonelle in third grade. Meanwhile, the rest of us is just sweating down our booty holes, and so that's why we got to itch it.
I never understood. I was just like, I don't understand what you're saying to me. African booty, me.
Which one?
What? Who scratched your booty?
Me.
And you didn't see me.
You did not see me at all. You just subscribed this title.
To me.
To me. And I'm an African booty. Meanwhile, you know what? As a 30-something-year-old woman, I want to own it.
Really?
I have scratched my booty.
No,
today.
I'm not owning it.
Love it. Love
just
it.
Her.
Wait. No. I have a confession to make.
Okay.
This morning.
What is your confession?
Oh, wait. Love it. I'm being serious.
Okay.
This morning, before I took a shower,
mm-hmm.
I'm not proud of it, but the urge hit me.
Uh-huh.
I said, I must scratch my booty.
Is this your...
I scratched it.
Is this your Super Soul Sunday confession?
If Oprah was here, I would say, I scratched it, Auntie Oprah. I scratched it and I liked it. I scratched it. I drew blood.
You see? Do you see? Me, I'm not claiming African booty scratcher. Yvonne will be it.
No, but it was actually the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It was like, what the heck?
But it was one of those things that, like, every African kid remembers. Like,
if you're going to subscribe something to Africa, or especially Nigeria, you're like, African studias. African
like...
A-makers. Because that's actual facts.
Correct.
Like, that's actually a thing that you can subscribe to us. African jollof rice eaters.
All the time.
African prayers.
Yes. Prayer warriors.
African prayer warriors.
In fact, if there was, like, a team that was named Africans, like, with, like, the mascot, it would be African prayer warriors.
That is it.
Nigerian prayer warriors. That makes sense.
African candle lighters. Because yes. We have Latin candles.
We really love
left
candles.
Left and right.
Yes.
So, African booty scratch, it just doesn't make sense.
I never understood. So, when I came here, I also had a strong accent, right? And my principal, like, pushes me in front of the class and is like, introduce yourself. And I was like, immediately I knew these kids would not know how to pronounce my name, which is Ifeoluwa, which means God's love.
So Say your whole name for them.
Ifeoluwa Ajayi. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, and I'm Yvonne Anglia Adezeoji.
Hey!
Correct.
Yes!
Strong oak.
Yes! See, mine means God's love, and then Ajayi actually means a baby that was born breech, but it's like the Smith of Nigeria, so you can't really... Don't even worry about
and
it.
And my name means Archer of Happiness, Daughter of a King, Strong Oak.
Yeah, I didn't give the other ones. I didn't give the other ones.
So that's your fault.
Okay, Ifeoluwa Adenike Damilola Ajayi, which means God's love, crown deserves to be cherished. Damilola means give me wealth. Hey,
Ajayi. Your name is prophetic.
It is prophetic.
You desire to be loved and you deserve it.
You see it.
And give you wealth. Because everything you can't book Lovie without giving her wealth. Lovie will not do your show. She will not come to your thing. What is my rate? Am I not getting my... Forget you people.
I'm not coming.
I'm not coming.
You keep it. I'm not doing it.
It's not even my mortgage.
I'm not waking up for less than my mortgage. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
We have mortgage now.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, like when you stand in front of the classroom, I was like, okay, this kid's not going to understand my name. I'm going to have to give him the name that my aunt calls me, which is like Lovette.
It's like a nickname. Lovette.
Yeah, Lovette. So I was like, yeah, let me tell the kids that because this other name, they're not going to get it. So that's when I ditched it.
Wow.
I ditched it. I was like, but here's the thing, though. I ditched it not because I was trying to hide it. I was trying to protect it from them. Because I knew that in their mouth, it was going to come out ugly.
Oh, man. Like it sounds like they're eating gari.
Yes.
With sand in it.
Yes. And so I was like, I don't want you to touch it. Don't call me that. I'm not that. So I actually used to go to my teachers on the first day of school early. The only time I was early for anything was first day of school. I'd go to my teachers and be like, hey, I'm the first one on the list. Cross that name out and use this name. Don't call me that when it's time to, like, say the role. And they'll be like, okay. And I'm like, I'm just saying. I'll walk right back out.
And that's it.
That's it.
It's so crazy because, like, my name, like, Yvonne is first on my passport, but then there's Anglia Adeze.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, but then my brother, his Igbo name is first. So it was like the luck of the draw, right? So then for me, I think I had the reverse. People didn't think I was, like, Nigerian enough because they're like, Yvonne. What is your real name? Mm-hmm. I'm like, sir. It's not my name, first of all of it. But if you're asking what's my Igbo name, I'll tell you. Like, how dare you discount my Africanness because you heard this one first? It's all there.
But that's the thing we all had to deal with, right? Which is funny because we'll go to school and have to be super American. And then you come home, you have to be super Nigerian. So you were wearing two masks every day, but then you weren't Nigerian enough for some Nigerians,
mm-hmm.
and you weren't American enough for kids at school.
Absolutely. And it was this, like, tightrope because my parents were like, if anything happens in America, where will you go? Go to Nigeria. Then that is your home. I'm like, wait, guys, I'm, you know, it didn't make sense until, you know, Trump got elected. And
right.
I was like, actually,
like, okay, I got it.
My bad, got wisdom.
Yeah.
But it was, is this like you're in this world, but you're not of this world.
Yeah.
And it was always so weird because you're like, but I got friends in this world.
Yeah.
I like this world. This world has benefits. But then you go home and you're like, things operate differently. But, like, I also like that world.
I used to bring jollof to school. Like, other kids are eating, like, tuna sandwiches and turkey sandwiches, and I'm in the corner literally with my bowl of jollof and stew and trying to eat it separately. And kids are like, what is that? Mind your business.
My mom would do that when we went to the movie theaters. You know how people, like, sneak in, like, candies? And my mom would be like, I'm not cooking after this movie. So eat it. And she would, like, have her purse and legitimately dish out, like, in Tupperware, like, our food.
Oh, my God. But it's one of those things that was like, dang, you really had to be two people at once. And then the questions you would get when the kids used to be like, you know, did you have lions in the backyard at home? I was like, I've never seen a lion. The only lions I've seen were on Lion King.
And it's still, I'm like, also safari. Also, Africa's not a country.
It's not a country. It's just not. And I wish I was as shady as I am now.
Or even when people are like, wow, you speak English so well. Because we were colonized by the British. Foolish goats. English is the official language.
Of Nigeria.
Of Nigeria.
Correct.
Why would I speak it? Don't at me. I speak it better than you.
In fact, the way I can do Shakespeare.
I speak the Queen's English.
Queen's English.
Call me Meghan Markle.
It's like when they're like Nigeria, you know, when they think about Nigeria, they think about like, oh, it's so cheap, 60 cents a day, Sally Struthers and them.
What are you feeding these children for 60 cents a day?
When we go to Lagos.
Ha! $600 a day will not get you,
you
fed.
You wouldn't even get you feed. Not even, in fact, you would get rice with no meat.
Ha! Yo, do you understand? Like, I went home from my brother's wedding and I, like, normally whenever I go to Nigeria, I'm with my parents anyway, so I'm like, I never have to pay for anything. So I was like, how much do I bring to this? This is the first time, like, I'm actually going to be, like, in Lagos kicking it with my friends.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, let me bring, like, $800. I'm only going to be there for, like, a week and a half.
Yeah. You didn't bring enough.
My sister, $800 went in 2.5 days. Me, I was trying to get sponsorship. I was like, I'm Yvonne Oji from Insakyo. I was trying to get sponsorship for food.
Yo, Nigeria is so expensive.
Yo.
When I take, so I make it a point to take $1,000 cash when I'm going for a week because I've been told, you better not use your credit card over there because, those certain cliches, we just go into
We'll just not mention
but,
it.
So I bring $1,000.
But like, can we put it in perspective? $1,000 in America. First of all, you can pay your rent.
Yes.
Say you rent like $700. Then you still have $400 left for a week. You can make that stretch.
Yo.
$400, you can see a movie.
Yeah.
You can go out to dinner.
Oh, that's a lot.
Go bowling.
I don't spend $400 in a week now. Like, where am I going for $400 a week?
But $1,000 in Nigeria.
Yo.
Even if you're getting a hotel. Let's just say you're getting a hotel. You can go on hotels.com, hotels tonight, whatever. Get a cheap room for $110.
Yeah.
A day.
Yep.
You still got 200 left if you're doing two nights.
Yeah. Bruh. Nah. When I go to Nigeria, in fact, $1,000 doesn't even count my accommodations. That don't even count my hotels, okay? So this $1,000, that's just, I had a meal that was $45.
And what was
and
it?
I was still hungry. It was
$45 is a burger and fries.
I was like, Jesus. Yes. But which is crazy, because how are the people who live in Nigeria who making 50,000 naira, which is how much, like $300?
Surviving.
How are they surviving every day?
But yeah, for 60 cents a day, you can feed these children.
No.
You're not feeding them 80. Please, keep your food, whatever it is, they don't want.
Three grains.
It's such the misconception because I'm like, nah, there are people who drive Bentleys in Nigeria and have no desire to come to America.
None.
Like private jets.
None.
Full mansions.
None.
And they're like, why am I coming to America?
For what?
Well, we discriminated against because I'm black.
Correct.
I don't want.
So it's funny that people think like Nigeria is this massive jungle. Man.
Listen, if New York is a concrete jungle where dreams are made of, Nigeria is the actual jungle where dreams are built.
Dreams are built, broken.
From the ground up.
I'm telling you, we are resourceful people.
That is it.
Which is why when our parents come here, that's the part that's like killing me. It's like, Nigerians have the pride because we've seen ourselves excel through all types of like obstacles, right? So people will have PhDs in Nigeria and be doctors in Nigeria and come to the U.S. and then be taxi drivers.
And have to start all the way from the bottom.
Correct. Start from the bottom, now we're here.
But I love the fact that you said the Nigerian pride thing because I don't know if you get this all the time, but especially with our African-American brethren, whenever they find out I'm Nigerian or African or whatnot, and they'll be like, oh, okay, so what, you African? So let me guess, you think you better than us? And I used to have this joke where I would say, yeah, but don't make it personal. We think we're better than everyone. My father would be like, whatever the white man does, do it better.
Yes.
If the Asian man does it, surpass him. Mm-hmm. If the black man does it, finish him. Like, it's just, like, if you're not my competitor, like, why are we even having a conversation?
Yeah.
So it's not even about, like, do I think we're better than you? We're trying to be better than everyone. Like, we're trying to be better than the next Nigerian.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when two Nigerians are in school, it's like, why is he better than you in this? Are you not reading? Why don't you study with him? Make him your study partner.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's just constant need to be on top because we've been crapped on for so long.
For so long. Colonized, stepped on. Like, Nigeria's only, what, 65 years old?
65.
How is this country 65 years old? Which, and a white woman came up with the name of Nigeria because it was after the Niger River. And it's just like, so Nigerians overcompensate, I think, by trying to be so excellent. But another thing Nigerians actually have to then understand, which after Black Panther came on, I was like, this is the conversation that needs to happen, is that, like, we're able to come here and excel because of the work that Black Americans have done to lay the foundation. There's a reason why we can come.
We're benefiting.
We're standing on the shoulders of their work. So Nigerians do have this pride, but we also have to kind of, like, humble ourselves a little bit and be like, yo, give props to the people who allowed you to come here and not be able to, like, be hosed by random people who
You know we racist.
Oh, my God.
Like, well, like, Nigerians, like, I feel like every people group has their, like, they're like, we're actually more racist. Like, no, Nigerians are like, we're racist to everybody. We're racist to ourselves. Other tribes. Like, it's like, they don't, like, we don't give grace for a lot of things.
Nigerians are very tribal. That's the word for it, though. Like, you know how, like, people are like, yeah, I'm from this country? No, Nigerians be like, I am from this tribe. Oh, I am a Yoruba person. And then I'm from Nigeria.
Yes.
And it's like,
because we don't know what the other tribe has done. Like, even, like, when I hear somebody is like, oh, my last boyfriend was Nigerian. It didn't work out, girl. He was, I was like, where is he from? Yoruba. Oh, that's your problem.
Hey, he was Igbo. That's what happened.
That's your problem. You let the Igbo people come to Yoruba. So it's like well, we got to delineate, like, because we never want to be associated with anything bad.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what the problem is, because, like, African Americans, I think part of the rub is we get satellite TV.
Yeah.
And so a lot of our programming is we see, like, reality shows or, like, music videos. Yeah. And we're like, so that's what it means to be a Black American?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then our parents see the same thing. And they're like, if that's what it means to be a Black American, you must separate yourself from whatever this image is, because we did not fight and struggle for this green card and this $1,000 for this airline fare for you to get there with your pants hanging down low and for you to have dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, dreadlocks does not mean that
you're not smart. It's not mean anything. Yeah. But see, the thing is, like, a lot of times we come here when we're young, so we can unlearn a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. They come here when they're 40.
So they're like,
There's no unlearning,
because, and then on the flip side, African Americans be like, oh, okay, so y'all over here trying to differentiate yourself from us, get pulled over by a cop.
We all black then.
Which are all valid arguments.
It is. Like, that's why Nigerians have to do better. Like, we just can't, but we are still doing shakara because we can't help it. This is just who we are. It is just in our core to be, like, humble bragging, boasting. This is how we rock.
Have you been to a Nigerian wedding?
Hey.
It is, like, I feel like everybody should experience a Nigerian wedding.
Yeah.
It is the most exuberant display of wealth.
Yes.
Even if you don't have it.
Even if you ain't got it.
And a lot of times, folks don't have it.
They don't.
But they gotta make sure. Like, I've been to weddings in Nigeria, and, like, people go to the weddings just to get ideas of how to top the other.
Wow. Oh,
so they have fireworks. No, in my own wedding, I will have them.
In fact, dolphins will be thrown in the air. Just.
But from what body of water? Don't worry. I will free willy.
We will bring it from Dubai.
We'll bring the dolphin from Dubai. But is it Dubai a desert? Stop asking these questions.
No, Nigerian weddings are insane.
Like, the fact that Dubai weddings is now like, not a thing anymore. Because it's like, oh, she's getting married in Dubai. Ah, Dubai is so outdated.
I already went 5 years ago.
That is sad. Everyone's getting married in Dubai. Let's go to China.
You'd be like, for what? What is this? Yo, I've been to a $500,000 wedding that happened in Nigeria. Yeah. I'm talking, like,
they were giving away iPhones.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's, like, the latest iPhones that just came out. They were giving away iPhones, iPads, and I think one person gave away a car.
But you know the sad part is, Nigeria has the 0.0001% that can do that. And then there's no middle ground.
It's like your house has a helipad, or you don't have a house.
Or you have a hut. No, it's just like, Jesus, why can't we have some equality in the middle? Jesus. That's why Nigerians, We really should humble ourselves, but we just...
we don't know the word humble. Kendrick Lamar was not talking to us.
At all. At all. He was like, no, be humble. But Nigerians, you guys don't know how
You stand up and sit down. But kneel down. Like, be humble. Kneel down.
Kneel down. Yo, like, being Nigerian is an interesting experience. And I think it's really cool to be able to have people who've also gone through the same experience, like, which is why a lot of Nigerian people cleave to each other. Mm-hmm. Because we know the whole struggles of, like, going by different names. Like, I don't know anybody who's Nigerian who goes by one name.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, I have a cousin who's Inkiru Nikki. I'm like, Inkiruka Nikki.
Nikki. But it's even beyond that. Like, a bunch of folks will be like, oh, I go by this name by my friends, this name by my family, this name by my people who are at my work.
But it's also this, like, you gotta prove yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I hear from Americans who are like, you're Nigerian? That's crazy. But you don't have an accent. Sir, do you ever say that to a Latino person? Who's able to, like, switch? I'm like, whenever I hear that, like, you don't have an accent, I'm like, you haven't heard me talk to my mom.
Correct.
Let my mom call. Mommy, get a mother. I did, ma. I always walk. Like, and then I become this, like, push care for no reason.
Me and Yvonne in an event, a nice posh event where people are like, yes, you see people over Oprah, hey, girl. You see, like, Ava DuVernay, hey, girl. Me and Yvonne, hey, my sister.
Look at you. The finest of fine girls. It's not your fault.
And people are just like, really?
Because it's like, I've met the person that I can be my full self with.
Full self.
And it's not even like I'm not trying to be my full self with you, but it's like there's a shorthand.
Yeah.
That comes with just being who we are.
And we all remember the time when it wasn't cool to when be these people.
Yo, should we, like, start giving an offering to Black Panther?
Yo, Black Panther changed the game for Africans.
It made it cool again.
What? Like, I remember back in the day when, legit, like, I tried to lose my accent. Because I was like, I gotta sound like these other kids. I don't want to sound like another African kid.
Now there's a new crop of kids who are saying T'Challa with ease. T'Challa.
T'Challa.
So if they can say T'Challa, they can say Nguruka.
Ajayi.
Ajayi.
The way people can't say my last name, people see my last name and think it's Tchaikovsky. I'm like, they're like, how do you say this? And I'm just like, Ajayi, just like it's spelled. Ajayi. All three syllables, no tricks. And they're like, huh. Ayahe, okay. I'd be like, brah, which kind?
You just said it for them.
I just said it.
But yeah, they say Schwarzenegger with such ease.
Such ease, yo.
Like multiple, like, syllables.
All these Z's and W's and y'all can't say Ajayi.
I feel like we're, like, upset.
We're upset. Like, this is therapy.
The first episode was like, hey, guys. Hey, guys. We're laughing. This is like, I don't know that scene. Well, you know I don't appreciate
You know what makes me mad?
I feel like Lovey and I went to our therapist and it was like, so here's why we're upset at the world.
And then we are mad.
We're unpacking it.
We're unpacking. Like,
and let's unpack that. How do you feel about
that? Tell us more about that. Like, are you over it? Are you sure you've went past the hump?
But I think it's an amazing time to be an immigrant right now.
Yeah.
Despite, like, what this current administration may be doing and may throw at us, I just think that, like, we're taking over.
Yeah.
Like, we're having babies. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Americans and immigrants, they're having babies together.
Okay.
So in a couple of years, what race? Like, what race?
I mean, being an immigrant is a universal story of always feeling like a different person, like always feeling other than different rooms that you're in. So it's like the immigrant experience is not just about the Nigerians. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who feel like this, like people who come from India, people who come from China.
Absolutely. And also, like, the stereotypes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's some Indian dude who's like, I don't want you to think I'm always good at IT. I actually don't know how to download this app. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And then for the Nigerians, it's not even just like the 419, oh, you guys are the email scammers. But, like, do you know how much pressure it is? Like, you talk about, like, even the first episode, you talk about how you only have one degree.
Yeah.
That's like a permanent badge of shame for you.
Legit, still one day I'm like, I should go get my grad degree. I don't know in what.
And not to do anything with it, just but just so it. That you can talk to other Nigerians and not, you're as successful can come. And you're going to continue going to be successful. But the fact that you had the scarlet letter shame.
No, just bachelor. Simple bachelor is all I have.
Simple bachelor
just
degree.
Just simple. I don't have masters.
And, like, people will need to understand, like, that's actually the stereotype, not the 419.
Yeah.
And 419 is, like, the Nigerian, like, penal code for, like,
For scam.
For, you know, bad things.
Right. So.
But it's like, what we should be known for is, like, dang, those Nigerians be collecting degrees.
Collecting.
Just stacking them.
Meanwhile, we've had to work against that. But, like, yeah, like, now we stand as these super proud Nigerians. And I think part of the reason why we're so loud about our Nigerianness is, like, for me, I want another Nigerian kid who might be coming here to feel like she can be her full self. She can go with her first name. She can tell her friends, like, I don't have no lion, but I have a seamstress. Hey, girl. Hey,
listen, I have a seamstress. I have a house gal. Mm-hmm. I have
a house gal. I wish I had a house gal.
Did you grow up with, like, what was your growing up like?
Yeah, I grew up with a house girl with a driver, upper middle class.
Coming to America was like poverty. Literally, like, wait, what was, like, I got to drive myself when I turned 16?
Yeah, like, I didn't feel like I had to do anything myself. I mean,
it wasn't like we were rich. It's just like part of the culture. It's part of the culture to employ, like, all of these different facets of people. Whereas here, that's how you separate the haves from the have-nots.
Yeah. And Nigerian, actually, you would actually take in a kid whose parents can't afford their schooling and pay for them, and essentially they become a part of the household.
Absolutely.
In that way.
Pay for their schooling.
Yeah, like, Jesus. Like, no, God.
Wait, let's clarify.
Let's clarify that one, because that one would be nice.
So, lovey, you're human trafficking.
Human trafficking. No. Don't start rumors. Don't start rumors on Jesus and Jollof.
Jesus, help us.
But it's so funny, like, knowing where you come from, where you are, and then where you go back to is important. We always keep that in mind.
And literally, like, at any given moment, you would have, and this is just us telling you a little bit more about ourselves, like, learning more about us. Like, at any given moment, you would have, like, five different people living in your house.
Yeah.
And you're like, are we cousins?
Are we cousins? We are cousins now.
Are we? Mommy, who is this person? And it's like, don't worry. They are here.
They're here.
And we're taking care of them.
But essentially, honestly, like, we're all cousins. Like, we are all cousins.
We should have a shirt. We all cousins.
We all cousins. Like, and again, that's what the Black Panther really kind of drilled in. Mm-hmm. That, like, we all have to kind of come together as Black people in the diaspora, Nigerian, African. Black American, West Caribbean, like, Caribbean. How y'all doing? The Caribbean massive. What's up?
Someone was talking to me the other day, was saying about how, like, the most segregated place, like, is actually, like, a HBCU.
Really?
Well, you know, they say, like, the most segregated place in America on Sunday is the church.
The church, yeah.
But, like, if you go on an HBCU, like, let's just take Howard, for example. Howard, like, you go on a quad, you got, like, the nerds. Yeah. You got the posh spice folks. You have the Caribbeans. You got the Africans. You got the African Americans. You have, you know, but it was just, like, you're only saying that because it's like a microcosm.
Yeah.
You could say the same thing of a predominantly white institution.
Yeah.
They have the same factions.
Yeah.
It's just that there are just more of them.
Yep.
And that's why you notice it more when you're at an HBCU. Yeah. And I was like, real progress would be when we're able to have more of these factions.
Yep.
And it's okay. And it's not a thing that you notice. It's just kind of like, oh, yeah.
And we can all intermingle. We can all come together and break bread.
So I guess this is like the Kumbaya episode.
It is. After we walked through our upsets, I thought we was like, you know, they just can't do my name right.
What it is that we were just hungry. We literally needed Jesus this morning, and then we haven't had our jollof for the
Correct.
Day.
We have not. Our jollof levels are low. So. So, yeah, that's who we are. That's where we came from.
But, I mean, what is, I would say, before we leave, what is the thing that you're most proud of?
Being other in America is just being able to be visible in being other. Like, I think redefining what it looks like to be Nigerian is important. I think that's what I'm most proud of. Like, for people being like, yo, now I want to go visit Nigeria. Or, oh my God, like, now I want to make sure I have Nigerian friends or try Nigerian food. That's one thing I'm proud of.
What I love is being part of a group. You know how, like, when people are like, yo, I'm an Alpha, or I'm an AKA, or I'm a Delta. Like, when they meet each other, it's like they start chanting and line dancing and whatnot.
We shoki.
Yeah. But when I, like, legitimately, especially in this business, when I meet somebody else who's a creative or an artist, it's like, you're Nigerian? Hey, girl, how you doing? Like, how your parents taking it? Like, I feel like I had this instant connection. And you know I don't have, like, a sign, or I know I'm not wearing a color, even though green, white, green. It's just kind of like, I identify with you immediately.
Yeah.
And I have a connection, which is, you know, someone was telling me, like, how being Black connects them in a way that, like, they're like, I wonder if white people have this. Like, when when I go hiking, because, you know, I live in L.A., so now you got to go hiking and eat kale and quinoa.
Oh, God.
But it's like, you go hiking, and you see another black person on the trail, you immediately like, yo, what up? Like, I don't know you from Adam.
Yeah.
I'm sweaty, you sweaty. But it's just like this, like, you got to speak to me. And if you don't speak, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Kinship.
Whereas, like, white people can see each other on this trail and never feel the need to, like, acknowledge each other because, like, they see each other every day.
Yeah, and they never had to have that, form that bond.
And so I feel the same way. It's like I feel that with being black, and then I feel like another level of that with being specifically other and this group where I'm like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
And I immediately can be like, I know more about you than you think because we have a similar upbringing.
Instant connection. So I'm just like, yo, let's all get Wakanda strong.
Hey.
And just formulate a power Voltron unit.
I'm growing vibranium in my backyard.
Right now.
Right now. If you see a blue haze coming from my house, don't call the police.
Don't call the police. It's
just
vibranium.
It's just a light. Don't worry. It's just a blue light.
So, yeah. Excited for us to continue the Wakanda pride.
I'm excited. And just hit us up on @JesusAndJalof on all social medias or JesusAndJalof@gmail.com and tell us, like, what makes you happy to be other? Because I think in this in this world and in this climate, we need to, like, really big up our otherness. And and if you're African-American, don't feel like you can't contribute or you can't participate. Yo, tell us what you love about being black.
Yeah.
Tell us what you love, because America will have you feel like you are other.
Okay.
Like, you helped build this country, but they're going to act like, where you come from?
Okay.
Go back to Africa. Worst way.
Where?
What?
Where part? Which part? Ijots.
Tell us.
Ijots. So, honestly, and I would also say, like, visit the continent. Like, we doing a trip to Nigeria and Ghana in
December.
I learn
something new every time.
Yeah.
I went to Ghana for the first time last year. And even though I know we have Jollof wars between Ghana and Nigeria, I know Ghana didn't make it to the World Cup this year because, you know, like, why would they?
Do you see pettiness? This is why we can't unite.
This is why it's okay. Don't worry. We unite over food. But for right now, and no matter how Nigeria did, we still made it.
We made it.
Don't worry about us. But it's just like, I was like, you know what? Ghana's actually, it's different from Nigeria, but it has its good things.
Yeah.
And I appreciated being in your country.
Yeah.
Just like how I visited South Africa, and I was like, oh, there's some good things about here, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just kind of like, even me as a person from the continent, I still need to venture out to other countries and realize they're not all the same. I mean, Nigeria is the best of all of the countries. But it's just like, I get it that, like, you guys need to exist in order for us to, like, reign supreme.
Do you see her life? Why is her life like this? Why is she like this? This is why we can't unite in Wakanda. This is why we can't unite in Wakanda. Because
but am I lying?
It's true. Green, white, green.
Green, white,
all day.
We bleed it.
All day.
I bleed green.
Green, right now. In fact, I'm wearing green, white, green socks. I'm not, but just think about it.
But y'all been great. Thank you for walking with us through our therapy session and then also, like, putting your fist up in the air during our Black Pride session.
Honestly, I feel like this podcast is, like, every episode feels like therapy for us. Like,
it's going to be called Jesus, Your Love, and the Couch.
Therapy. And the Couch.
Jesus, Your Love, and the Couch. Because we're either, like, napping or we're actually processing our feelings.
Correct. About life, about being who we are, about basically existing in this world as who we are. So, yeah, man. Thanks for joining us.
Jesus and Jollof.
Hey.
Can't get enough for Jesus and Jollof. Hey, Jesus and Jollof.
Why
Jesus
is she DMX at the end of every episode?
Why not?
Because why not?
Because why not?
Because why not? Hey! Hey, dog man, baby. Hey, why my name?
See you on the next episode.